Namaste Vasudevaya. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 4, which is a verse by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Anarpita Charyam Chirat Krunaya Avatirna Kalo Samarpaitum Unnotajvala Unnatojvala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurato Baha Shachinandanaha Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalau.
Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karunaya
Samarpayitvam Unnatojvala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vashachinandana. Anarpita Chirim Chirat Kurunaya Vatir Nakalao.
Anarpita Chirim Chirat Kurunaya
Vatir Nakalao. Samarpayitum Unnatojvala Rasam Swapakti Shriyam. Hari Purita Sundara Juti Kandamba Sandipitaha.
Hari Purita Sundara Juti
Kandamba Sandipitaha. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vashachinandana.
Sada Hridaya
Anarpita Chirim Chirat Kurunaya Vatirna Kalau. Samarpitam Unyatotatranasam Satvakti Shriyam. Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha. Anarpita Chirim Chirat Kurunaya Vatirna Kalao. Samarpayatum Unnatojvalarasam Sabhakti Shriyam. Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha. Anarpita, not bestowed. Chirim, having been formerly. Chirat, for a long time. Kurunaya, by causeless mercy. Avatirnaha, descended. Kalao, in the age of Kali. Samarpayitum, to bestow. Unnata, elevated. Ujjvala rasam, the conjugal mellow. Swabhakti, of his own service. Shriyam, Shriyam, the treasurer. Harihi, the supreme lord. Purata, then gold. Sundara, more beautiful. Dyuti, of splendor. Kadamba, with a multitude. Sandipitaha, lighted up. Sada, always. Shradiya kondare, in the cavity of the heart. Spuratu, let him be manifest. Vaha, your. Shachi Nandanaha, the son of Mother Shachi. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalang, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrashatam, Shahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Shadvaitam Shavadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kapasindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Can we fill up some of the space here, please? Yeah, that's better. Anarpita chirim chirat, anarpita chirim chirat, karunaya vatir nakala, sam arpayatum, unatojvala rasam, sobhakti shriyam. Hari, purata sundara, duty kadamba sandipita, sada hridaya kandare spuratu va, shachinandana. This verse was composed by Srila Rupa Goswami about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charim chirat. Arpita means offering. Anarpita. The Lord hadn't offered devotional service for a long time. Chirat means a long time. Krishna had come at the end of Dwapara Yuga and he performed his pastimes and spoke the Bhagavad Gita. But since then, no action. The Lord hadn't appeared. And therefore there was a need. Dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. When things are not in order in regard to performance of the real business of human life, then from time to time, the personality of Godhead appears as an avatar. He descends from the spiritual world. So there was a need, because the purpose of the material world is twofold. One is to give the misdirected living entities the opportunity to chase their illusory dreams of sense gratification. And the other is to deliver them, to restore them to their natural healthy condition in loving service to the Lord. Now the illusory function was going on quite nicely. But the function of delivering the conditioned souls was not going on so strongly. Of course, there was teaching of devotional service. The four sampradayas were there. Ramanuja sampradaya, Madhva sampradaya, Vishnu Swami sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya. Yeah, I forgot to mention, let's do a mobile check, please. All mobiles down. So there was a need to deliver the conditioned souls, and therefore Avatirna, the Lord, appeared Karunaya, by his causeless mercy, the Lord does not require our service. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamana. He's always attended by thousands of goddesses of fortune and so many other liberated souls in the spiritual world. So he's not in need of our service. There are various companies, they advertise to get someone because they're in need. We need a production manager, we need a lawyer, we need an accountant, we need this or that. So they advertise position open. Sometimes you see on a business there's an opening for a waitress or an opening for a clerk. So they're in need, and therefore they're trying to recruit someone. But the Lord is Swarat. He's independent. He can do everything by his own energies. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need to recruit anyone from this material world. Therefore, when he comes to retrieve the lost souls, it's Karunaya. It's by his causeless mercy. Causeless mercy means there's no cause. Not that for this reason or that reason we deserve mercy. We've earned it. We're entitled. No. Karunaya. Rather, from analytical point of view, we're not entitled. We've turned our backs on Krishna. We're offending him in so many ways. We're not interested in devotional service. So justifiably the Lord could say, well, you're not interested in me, I'm not interested in you. Even Krishna says, yayata mam prapajyante tam stataiva bhajamyam. As one approaches me, I reciprocate with him. So on that principle, you're not interested in me, I'm not interested in you. The Lord could just forget the material world. Let Maya run it and let the conditioned souls rot. Let them chase after whatever they want. I have my establishment. I've got plenty of people who love me. I've got lots of loving reciprocations. I don't need. What do I need you for? When someone gives us a lot of trouble, finally, so what do I need you for? Do whatever you want. Someone always said, get out of my life. But the Lord is so kind that he feels compassion for the suffering living entities who've turned away from him. It's out of causeless mercy. It's not out of the Lord's need. It's out of kindness. Karunaya. Kalau. Kali Yuga means the present age of quarrel, hypocrisy, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upajuta kaler dosha nidhe rajan. And it's an ocean of bad qualities. So rotten, Kali Yuga. At least if you come in Satya Yuga, you're recruiting elevated sages and persons in the mode of goodness who are actually pursuing spiritual realization, who are interested. But in Kali Yuga, people are not interested. They're interested in the lowest things. How vicious people become in Kali Yuga. How greedy, how lusty, how angry. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarya. These are the qualities. Kam means lusty, krodh, angry. Kam, krodh, lobh, greedy. Big businessman, they've got so much and they're thinking how to double what they have. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, and crazy. People have become mad. There was some item in the news when I was coming over, how in South Africa so many teenagers are, what's the word? There's a word for it they used. Huffing. I think that was the word. It means that you fill a bag with some sort of paper bag with some sort of aerosol spray and then inhale that. And so many to become intoxicated in some way. And so many young people have died from this and whatever else. It's crazy. For happiness. And of course that's unusual, but otherwise the normal people, they're drinking, which is crazy. Drinking something that makes you sick, dependent, warped in your mind, and unable to function properly. Smoking cigarettes, which is just madness, spending money to kill yourself. And these are only little sample madnesses. How Kali Yuga is bad. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, illusioned. Everyone is thinking, I'm this body, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm this, I'm that. And matsarja, envious. If anyone has something, then we become competitive, envious. Oh, he's got that. I have to get that, or I have to get more, better than that. Matsarja. Or how to take it away from him, how to keep him down. One man is envious of another, one country is envious of another, one group is envious of another. If you're getting ahead, that means I'm being left behind. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarja. This is Kali Yuga. And people become so degraded. In the Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to the king of the sun planet. And gradually it came down to the Rajarshis, the saintly kings. But in Kali Yuga, the kings and presidents are described as Dasyu Prayeshu Rajeshu. Being on the level of highway bandits. That's the leadership in Kali Yuga. The kings who are supposed to be the fathers of the citizens, the representatives of God, have become like common thieves. Dasyu payeshu rajasu. Bhakshiyashyanti te praja. They're practically, they devour the lives of the citizens in Kali Yuga. In Africa, we see this grossly manifest. Some guy gets in office and he just rapes the treasury.
just grossly appropriates everything that he can get his hands on. In other countries, in America and Europe, these things are done more artfully. But it's the same business. They're more sophisticated plunderers. They're dressed in bankers' outfits or what have you. They're all gentlemen. But the same thing. Bhakshi ashyanti te praja. And praja means not only the human beings but the animals. In the Kali Yuga, the animals are just devoured. The animals are not there for being devoured by the human beings. They're not food for human beings. They're food for other animals, but not for human beings. But in Kali Yuga, the human beings become less than animals, and they also want to devour other animals. And they think this is normal life. Yeah, everybody's got something to say, right?
Glorifying Maharaj voice.
Glorifying Mahaprabhu. So, in this Kali Yuga, by causeless mercy, Krishna comes. Okay, second announcement. Could you please turn off your damn cell phones? Sabhi mobile band kijiye. All mobiles off. That's a mobile shutting down. That's okay. Henceforward, any mobile that rings becomes a donation. We sell it for distributing books to the poor people in Africa. Of course, this is Africa, but you know, the Congo and places like that. If you want to donate your cell phone, let it ring. Anarpita chirim chirat kuruniya avatir nikala. So anarpita samarpayatum. It hadn't been, devotional service had not been offered for a long, long time. Anarpita. Therefore samarpita yum. To freely distribute, to abundantly distribute devotional service, Krishna comes. Krishna prema pradayate. Dayate means he's giving. And pradayate. Pra means pratishtha rupi. It means intensively. It's an amplifier. Dayate, pradayate. He's there's nothing there for you. Watch out, we'll turn the fan on. You're looking for a place to live. That's what it is, of course. No, he's above the fan. It's okay. He won't get caught. But
Still, if he flew away with the fan on, he might fly in the wrong direction. Yeah. Find another home.
Okay.
That's all right. Over there, he's not disturbing. Of course, there is a door you might want to fly out of. Okay. He's a bird. You can't chase birds unless you grow wings of your own. So samarpayatam, Krishna prema pradayate, to liberally distribute, abundantly distribute, to give it away. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, where the Mayavadi sannyasis had their headquarters. And he said, I've got a whole batch of fruits, and I'm ready to go there and sell. And at a very cheap price. At a very cheap price. And if nobody wants them, then I'll take them back. But they all sold. So, liberally distributing. Samarpayitum. Unnatojvala rasam. Svapakti shriyam. What is he distributing? There are so many people, they're distributing food, they're distributing clothing, they're distributing medicine. Or those with commercial interests, they're distributing machinery and, you know, goods. I saw, what is it? Toilet fittings. Along the way here, there's some hoardings for sanitary fittings and so on. People are distributing that to get some profit. So what is Krishna distributing? Svabhakti Shriyam. Shriya means treasure. People are after Lakshmi. They're trying to get Lakshmi. Even they're doing puja, Lakshmi puja. Lucky puja. They're trying to get money. So, Shri, Lakshmi. Oh, here, Bhakti Shriya, the treasure of devotional service. So, Bhakti Shriya, devotional service to himself. The Lord takes the role of his own devotee to distribute devotional service to himself. Because previously Krishna said, Sarva dharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Here I am, I'm God, you surrender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sets the example of how to surrender. In this incarnation, Krishna becomes a devotee. And by his practical example, he shows how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna. So, Svabhakti Shriya. He's giving the treasure of devotional service rendered to himself. Which we find in Nectar of Devotion is a very rare thing. Krishna, devotional service is very rare. Material enjoyment is very common. Mystic powers Krishna sometimes gives. Knowledge is distributed. Speculative, philosophical knowledge. But pure devotional service is very rare. One thing is that people are not very interested. They're more interested. You know, if we say that you come to the temple and you can become a pure devotee, you can have the treasure of pure devotional service. Maybe some people would come. Maybe no one would be interested. If we said we were giving away free iPods, the place would be packed. Well, people are not interested in pure devotional service. So that makes it rare. And also, Krishna is a little reluctant to part with pure devotional service, to give pure devotional service. Because by pure devotional service, he becomes purchased. So it's not something to give to anyone and everyone. So, therefore, it's a rare thing. When something's rare, it's treasured. Rare minerals, rare diamonds, in rare documents, rare archaeological finds. When something is rare, then it's more appreciated. But when it's rare and it has its own value, then it's exceedingly to be treasured. So what is that treasure that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing? Unnatojvala rasam svabhakti shriyam. Spontaneous love for Krishna. In the other Vaishnava sampradayas, generally devotional service was going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. He saw there were so many temples, there were many devotees. But their devotional service was being rendered with awe and reverence. Many rituals, many ceremonies, many mantras, and so many things. But all in the mood of awe and reverence, worshipping the great, supreme Lord of the universe, Narayan. But there's something beyond that. That's good, that to serve the Lord with respect and veneration. But higher than that is spontaneous devotional service, as shown by the residents of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, there's no question of awe and reverence. Krishna is our friend, that's all. Krishna is our child. Krishna is our boyfriend. Not even husband. Husbands, you have to give some respect to. Pati Devata. Boyfriends, they're treated differently. So, in Vrindavan, the mood of spontaneous love was there. Therefore, Krishna, out of kindness, sent Uttava from Dwarka to Vrindavan on the plea of delivering some message. He sent Uttava to Vrindavan so that Uttava would see the standard of devotional service shown by the Brajvasis. Uttava himself is a great devotee. He's a learned scholar, disciple of Brihaspati, and intimate devotee of the Lord in Dwarka. But in Dwarka also there's awe and reverence shown to the Lord. Although the relationships shown in Dwarka are more intimate than those shown in Vaikuntha, still, beyond that is the spontaneous devotion shown by the gopis and the other residents of Vrajadham. Unnata. Unnata means very elevated. Ujjvala rasa. Ujjvala rasa means conjugal love. In Vrindavan, friendship. Of course, friendship is also there in Hastinapur, in Dwarka. But it's the more respectful friendship, like Arjuna's friendship to Krishna, with Krishna, is little respectful. But Sridham, Sudham, no respect. They'll fight with Krishna, they'll get on Krishna's shoulders, they'll so many things. In Dwarka also, Krishna's wives are there. But the relationships of Krishna with the gopis is reserved for Vrindavan. That's a still more elevated relationship. In the material world, it's the most degraded relationship, the connection between man and women, man and woman outside of marriage is very degraded. The man is a man is lusty and the woman's a prostitute. But in the spiritual world, with Krishna, the reverse is there. Urdhva Moolam Atah Shakam. The material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. What appears to be very wonderful in the material world is actually very degraded. It's glorified these days how love, 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 love. And it's all degradation. And it's a perverted reflection of what's found in the spiritual world, which foolish people think is a kind of degradation. That, oh, Krishna is dancing with other men's wives. You know, that means he's... But what do they do down here? Exploiting the resources of the material energy in so many ways. So the relationships in the spiritual world are not the same. Kaviraj Goswami gives the example of iron and gold. Iron is metal, gold is metal, so therefore iron and gold are the same. But that logic doesn't hold. If I had a pound of iron and volunteered to swap it with a pound of gold, you wouldn't agree. You wouldn't say, well, everything is one. Even those who say everything is one, if they had a pound of gold and you offered them a pound of iron, suddenly everything would not be so one anymore. Well, iron and gold appear to be, from one point of view, the same because they're both metals. But gold is exceedingly valuable and iron is a common thing. So the relationships of this material world, so-called loving relationships, are just like iron. But the relationships with Krishna in the spiritual world are just like gold. So samarpitam unnatojvala rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and distributes devotional service in all of these spontaneous features up to the point of Ujjvala Rasa, the relationship of love as shown by the gopis. Harihi, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha. Prabhupada summarizes this as saying that he's resplendent with the color of molten gold. Purata Sundara Dyuti. More beautiful than gold. Gold is considered very beautiful, therefore people are always going to Dubai to buy gold for their wives, or they're going with their husbands and buying gold because gold is so lustrous, very beautiful gold. But Purata Sundara Dyuti, the radiance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is more beautiful than the radiance of molten gold, or Kadamba Sandipita. Kadamba means the one flower is there in Vrindavan, Kadamba flower, very bright gold colored flower. So golden like that. And Sandipita, brilliant, brilliant, lighted up, Sandipita. So Srila Rupa Goswami is offering a benediction. This appears at the beginning of his book, Vidagdha Madhava. So he's offering a benediction to the readers or the hearers. Sada hridaya kandare spuritu va shachinandana. That Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Shachinandan, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Devi. So may he also appear hridaya kandare, in the innermost core of your heart. Spuritu, may he be manifest within your heart, sada, always. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appear within your heart in this beautiful golden form, generously distributing love for himself in devotional service, pure devotional service. That Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Nar Medhya Bahuna Shutena. What is that? Tanunaswam. He's not available by mental speculation or by going to conferences or any other way, but by devotional service. He reveals himself. So when we engage in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the guidance of pure devotee, then it's possible that one will become captured, captivated by the transcendental message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the transcendental beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his pastimes, by his qualities. And one will go on thinking of him. One will engage in his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. and he'll be always present, always manifest in the core of the heart. So Srila Rupa Goswami is giving us that blessing. May he be manifest always in your heart of hearts, Sachinandan Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. About? Hold on 1 second. Let's do what we did yesterday. You're an eligible candidate for a microphone.
Issue.
Yes.
What's the issue?